You're listening to Faith, Stewardship, and Insurance, Protecting Texas Churches. The show that gives pastors and church leaders the clarity they need to protect their people, property, and ministry.
Welcome back to Faith, Stewardship, and Insurance, Protecting Texas Churches. I'm your host, Ron Wadley with Insurance for Texans. We help church leaders protect their people and property with wisdom and clarity. If you're listening to this episode, there's a good chance your church has already felt it. That moment when the renewal notice arrives or the quote comes back and everyone around the table goes quiet, the numbers don't make sense. If your church's insurance premium feels outrageous, you are not alone. That was exactly where William found himself. He's the senior administrator for a church just outside San Antonio. When he called our office, he wasn't angry. He was stunned. His church had just been non-renewed by a carrier that had insured Texas churches for years at what felt like reasonable rates. The notice came with enough time to find new coverage, but what followed caught him completely off guard. The quotes he received from large national agencies were double, and in some cases nearly triple, what the church had been paying. These weren't luxury upgrades. This was for basic protection. And now he was staring at numbers that threatened to blow a hole straight through the budget. What William needed wasn't just a cheaper quote. He needed an explanation. The truth is, church insurance in Texas is going through a reset, and it's not subtle. Years of catastrophic storms have changed how property risk is viewed across the entire state. Wind and hail losses didn't just increase slightly, they stacked up. And when losses pile up year after year, insurance companies react the only way they know how. They pull back, they tighten up, or they leave altogether. That's exactly what's been happening. Several church insurance providers have exited Texas completely. Others are writing far fewer policies and scrutinizing every detail in ways churches haven't seen before. When fewer companies are willing to offer coverage, prices don't just slowly drift upward, they jump. Weather is only part of the story. Liability costs have been rising as well. Medical care costs more today than it did just a few years ago. When someone gets hurt on church property, the numbers attached to that claim are bigger than they used to be. Churches that are active, growing, and deeply engaged in their communities carry more exposure simply because they serve more people in more ways. Add to that the reality that churches are not simple risks. They host large gatherings, rely on volunteers, and run youth programs, counseling services, mission trips, and outreach events. Each of those creates responsibility, and responsibility has a cost when something goes wrong. Insurance companies price that risk accordingly. William began to realize that what he was seeing wasn't punishment. It was math. Painful math, but math nonetheless. The hardest part for many churches to accept is that competition has dried up. A few years ago, you might have had multiple carriers willing to quote your building and your liability. Today, many churches are fortunate to have one serious option. When choices narrow, premiums rise, and terms get stricter. It doesn't feel fair, but it explains the sticker shock so many churches are experiencing right now. Understanding the why doesn't make the bill smaller, but it does change how you respond. William learned that the goal isn't chasing the lowest number anymore. The goal is making sure the coverage you're paying for actually works when it's needed. That's where specialization matters. Working with someone who understands Texas churches, Texas weather, and the current insurance climate can mean the difference between frustration and forward progress. That's why we developed the True Texas Church Insurance Program. At Insurance for Texans, we focus on making sure your church is properly protected, your risks are clearly explained, and your coverage matches the reality of your church's operations. William didn't leave the process happy about higher costs, but he did leave it informed and confident. He understood what had changed, why it had changed, and how his church could move forward without guessing. If your church is dealing with renewal shock, non-renewals, or quotes that make no sense, reach out to our church insurance team at insuranceforTexans.com. And if you want a deeper look at church insurance overall, get a copy of our book, The Promise of Certainty, at thepromiseofcertainty.com. I'm Ron Wadley, and this has been Faith, Stewardship, and Insurance, Protecting Texas Churches. Until next time, remember that church insurance sticker shock is real, but it doesn't have to leave your church paralyzed.
Thanks for listening to Faith, Stewardship, and Insurance. Until next time, remember, insurance isn't just about policies. It's about safeguarding the mission God has called you to lead.